I think it's important that the people of the state of Alaska get to vote on this issue. It's their oil. And they, as owners of basically all the subsurface oil and gas, have a right to have to make sure that their views are represented. And the policy call is such a large magnitude that it just lends itself to a public vote, especially when you look at how the political structure has been operated the last couple of years. I think it'll, in the long run, no matter how that vote goes, it'll make for a better political process going forward. Even if you think that you may support the bill, SB 21 in the concept, but you're not quite sure, you can make that final decision later when you go into the voting booth on the repeal vote or not. Or there may be also people that feel today it should be repealed, and they may not feel that way when they walk in that booth a year and a half from now. But my guess is most of rural Alaska is going to resoundingly turn down that bill and ask for a repeal of 21. The biggest indigestion point I have with Senate Bill 21 is when you look at where the cash is generated, and that's out of Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk oil field, both of them. You know, most of the conversation and analysis that you hear about in the press and that is talked about is over 3 years, over the next 5 years, you know, till 2019.
The $5-6 billion people,
right,
talk about.
Yes, everything going forward. Well, that's all good. We have to use forecasts. But one of the fundamental tests that you do in all this type of work is you go back and say, well, let's check it last year when we actually have real numbers because we have real production and real costs. Well, last winter, the real numbers came out of fiscal year 2012. So I had them run Prudhoe and Kuparuk with the tax bill, not quite as it passed, but close enough because it was evolving all the time. But run it with 2012 numbers. It moved $1.7 billion, $1.7 billion. And the vast majority of the production in Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk is already economic. That is not where we're having our problems.
Those are called the legacy fields.
The
right?
Legacy fields, correct.
Because they're already in production or they've been in production and
for decades. My argument is fix what's broken in ACES, but be very careful when you start moving what's not broken and you start moving net cash because the people's of the state own that resource. Also, the budgetary impacts that are going to fall back through all the agencies, you're going to see it in the Marine Highway, Fish and Game, DNR, and with DOT and road maintenance, school funding, you name it, it's going to get hit. That is notwithstanding the impact, or not the impact, but the challenge we have with the growth in the operating budget, which needs to be controlled and subdued. So that's, you need to separate those two issues. You don't set your tax policy to fund whatever level of government you want or don't want. You set this policy. This tax policy is a sales policy. It's our oil. We're selling it into a world market at a world market price. It has nothing to do and should have nothing to do with how much it takes us to run the state. If we run a huge surplus, let's save the money. If we're running deficits, then we got another set of problems to deal with.
Does this put you at odds in other issues or make things difficult? Because you've taken the stand you have on this bill, has this made things difficult in terms of dealing with other issues with your party?
Well, you know,
or with the majority anyway?
Senator Stevens, he's from Kodiak, for those out in the community that aren't as familiar with, you know, who he is, Senator Gary Stevens, and myself, of course, we're the two Republicans that sit in rural Alaska, and we oppose this bill for numerous reasons, some which we agree on, some of them, you know, are a little different, but does it make it a little awkward as a Republican opposing a major piece of legislation that the Republican governor and, you know, the Republican machine out of Anchorage support? There's no doubt about that. But, you know, if you can't stand up for what you believe in and you can't stand up for the citizens that elected you, especially on the issues of their ownership, I don't know. I would not be comfortable with myself. So I would rather stand up for what I believe in, have them, you know, if they have an indigestion with it, that's just too bad. It's the political process. And Anchorage doesn't need to, or the rest of Alaska doesn't necessarily need to vote lockstep with the interests of the major political machine in Anchorage that funds the Republican Party.